This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Halliburton. He'll take it. He'll backpedal a three for the win. And goal! He got it!
I got to make sure he got all the way behind the line.
That's right.
He certainly got it off in plenty of time.
Oh, I think that's a two.
That is a two. You're right.
I think that's going to be a two.
There is a three for the tie. Short. Caught by Hart. Out to Towns. To tie. No. Rebound. Fought for. Loose. Bridges has got it. Clock is ticking. Out of bounds. It's Indiana's ball with .2 to go.
TNT with the call, and a funny thing happened on the way to a Knicks win in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Knicks became the first team in NBA playoff history to lose a game where they led by 14 or more points with 2.5 minutes left to go and led by 9 with less than a minute to go. Pacers sent it to overtime with the Halliburton 2, win 138-135 in overtime. What a crazy basketball game.
Pacers had them exactly where they wanted them the entire game.
Yes, how about Nembhard with the 6 straight threes in the final minutes?
That was crazy.
The Pacers.
It was Naismith, not Nembhard.
Naismith.
Two different dudes. Nobody's ever heard of either of them, but they go crazy.
I mean, the Pacers don't quit, and they can come at you in waves, and they're a lot deeper than the Knicks, and I think in many ways more athletic than the Knicks, and I think this is going to be a heck of a series. It's a weird game. Pacers really, like the first 4 minutes, I'm like, the Pacers might score 150 points in regulation. Like, I'm like, but they also weren't playing defense. And then the thing started to flip on its head in the second quarter, through the third quarter, and then late in the third quarter and through the fourth quarter, the Pacers just took over. And then things, you know, got to overtime and got a little crazy. Maybe the most astonishing thing for me is the Knicks put a stranglehold, seemingly, on the game after Brunson picked up the fifth foul.
They go on a run when he goes on the bench.
Like, that was crazy. And then he comes back into the game, and they start to choke.
Yeah. It's This is like Team of Destiny type stuff, because you see these crazy type of comebacks, and then this one we just haven't seen like ever. And the shot that Halliburton had where it hit back iron, went 27 feet.
Yeah, how often does a ball do that?
Come back down. The odds of that happening, but it's like Team of Destiny type stuff you're seeing.
I think the combination of Halliburton and McConnell is going to be a big problem for that Knicks backcourt.
They couldn't cover McConnell.
I think it's going to be a problem for that Knicks backcourt.
X-Sixer.
And how about this? Both teams had two guys score over 30 points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pacers win 138-135. If you had Aaron Nesmith over 29 and a half points, you were a smart fella, as he was 8 for 9 from three in this game.
Is he 6 for 6 down the stretch?
Yeah. Just couldn't.
Well, there are some great clips from him too after the game. Like they just kept letting me take wide open shots from the same spot. Like they kept letting me run to my spot on the wing with nobody around and give me uncontested looks.
Where was Josh Hart playing defense? Where was the defense? Alas. Knicks down 0-1 quickly.
Oh, and a Thibodeau, whatever play he caught. First of all, they didn't try to deny that inbounds. Yeah. And then they overcommit on the first pass, and it really should have been an N1 and game over.
Yes.
That was a hack.
Obi Toppin got hit in the head, and they didn't call it. We all like the Thunder tonight to go up 2-0.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
I like the -3.5 first half. That's what I feel strongest about in this game. I think Julius Randle probably gets his 20 points. You can get that at 18.5, 19.5. OKC is the better team. But they've played with their food at times.
Yeah, they do. They do. Game 2 in the West tonight. We're going to talk baseball coming up next. Rob Bradford, he covers the Red Sox for WEI, also has a podcast, Baseball Isn't Boring. What's going on with the Red Sox? The Orioles start a 4-game series with them starting tomorrow with a doubleheader. Rob joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.